Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and today is going to be a day of Bible reading. We're going to begin a study of how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and that account is given in John chapter 11. Now, John chapter 11 is a lengthy chapter of 57 verses, and I want to read that to you, and you can follow along in your Bible. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. If you have the King James Version, you'll find that it is easy to follow along. And maybe with some other versions of the Bible, you can follow along. But particularly either the King James or the American Standard Version will be best for you to follow along as we do this reading in this class. Before we begin, in John chapter 11, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now I want to begin John chapter 11 and verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary, who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped her feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he who thou lovest is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When therefore he heard that he was sick, he abode at that time 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this he said to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. The disciples said unto him, Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking to stone thee, and thou goest thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If a man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because the light is not in him. These things spake he, and after this he said unto them, Our friend Lazarus is fallen asleep, but I go that I may wake him out of his sleep. The disciples therefore said unto him, Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he'll recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought he'd spoken of him taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus therefore said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am come for your sakes, and for your sakes I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Thomas therefore, who is called Didymus, said unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. John chapter 11 and verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had been in the tomb 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, and about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Martha, therefore, said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. And even now I know that whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth on me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, even he that cometh into the world. And when she had said this, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The teacher is here, and calleth thee. And she, when she heard it, arose quickly, and went unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then, who were with her in the house, and were consoling her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up quickly and went out, followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to weep there. Mary, therefore, when she came where Jesus was and saw him, fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping who came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. When Jesus wept, the Jews therefore said, Behold, how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not this man who opened the eyes of him that was blind have caused this man that should not die? Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time the body decayeth, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou believest, thou shouldest see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me. And I knew that thou heardest me always, but because of the multitude that standeth around, I said it, that they may believe that thou didst send me. And when they had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Many therefore of the Jews who came to Mary and beheld that which he did believed on him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus had done. When the chief priests therefore and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, What do we? For this man doeth many signs. If we let him alone thus, all men will believe on him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said unto them, Ye know nothing at all, nor do you take account that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. Now this he said not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather together in one the children of God that are scattered abroad. So from that day forth they took counsel that they might put him to death. John chapter 11 and verse 54. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but departed thence into a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim. And there he tarried with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and many went up to Jerusalem out of the country before the Passover to purify themselves. They sought therefore for Jesus, and spake with one another as they stood in the temple. What think ye, that he will not come to the feast? Now the chief priests and Pharisees had given commandment that if any man knew where he was, he should show it, that they might take him. Now that is the reading. In Elam's notes, we read that John alone gives an account of the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Some have supposed there was a special reason for this, but why should there be when John omits the account of raising Jairus' daughter? and the rising of the son of the widow who lived at Nain. The family Jesus went to was at Bethany. Let me read to you again, chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. A certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and his sister Martha. And it was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. In order to appreciate this lesson, we must know something of the family of Lazarus. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus constituted this happy family at Bethany. It is not certain that Martha was the oldest of the three, but that is indicated by the order of their names in verse 5 and verse 19, and also in Luke's account of this family in Luke 10, verses 28 through 30, reference to Martha and her work. Mary's name is mentioned first, it seems, because the anointing referred to had made her more prominent. Martha appears to have been at the head of the household and was energetic and active and was cumbered about with much serving. Mary was retiring and reflective. To Martha, Jesus said, Martha, Martha, thou art anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. For Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Luke 10, verses 40 through 42. Owning their home, the costliness of the ointment used in anointing Jesus in John 12 and verse 5, the guest at the funeral, and the family burying place, these indicate that the family was in good financial circumstances. Jesus was accustomed to visit this family, and Jesus loved Martha and her sister, and Lazarus. Lazarus was sick. And these sisters sent to Jesus while he was at Betharabah, or Bethany, beyond the Jordan, about 30 miles away, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. There is in this an implied request for assistance. And the statement of both Mary and Martha, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. We read in John chapter 11, verses 21 and 32, show that they believed Jesus could have healed the fatal sickness of Lazarus. In their distress, these sisters turned to Jesus because they knew of his sympathy and willingness and ability to help. And we should now carry everything to God in prayer, but not without the use of means, for means are gifts of God. We read in this lesson that Lazarus dies. Jesus said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. That is, the final result of this sickness was not death. Jesus would raise Lazarus from the dead, and thereby lead many to believe in himself as the Messiah, and thus glorify God in himself. Lazarus soon died, we know not just when, and, according to the custom in that warm climate, was buried properly on the day of his death. After hearing of Lazarus's sickness, Jesus remained where he was 2 days, for reasons not given. That Lazarus had been dead 4 days was no hindrance to divine power, but the longer he had been dead when Jesus raised him, the greater seemed the miracle to men. The apostles were opposed to Jesus' returning to Judea for reasons given. To them Jesus said, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I must go that I may waken him out of his sleep. The Bible frequently refers to death as sleep. Jesus knew by his divine power that Lazarus was dead. We're going to continue this lesson in the next Bible school that we'll have. It'll be a time after the weekend. We'll have our special feature, and then we'll continue the study of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. I want to invite you this Sunday to go on your way toward Biola from McMinnville, or from McMinnville from Biola, and visit with us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff.